Commodity broker Gordy Kolovitz with Chido Commodities joins us for the weekly ag market recap. Well, Gordy, it looks like we managed to pretty well keep corn in the green just barely, and beans well off the lows, weren't they?
It depends on your definition of well. I mean, they're going to be about 6-7 cents off the low, but, you know, that puts them 20 off the high, so, could have been better. Should have been better, especially with the news coming out this week about South America continuing to cut, you know, crops. But, you know, if you look at how we finished off last week, you know, nice reversal on corn. And we actually followed through this week despite kind of a crummy Monday. You know, basically in less than a month, we went from 680 down to 606. And in the last 5 days, we've gone back up. And, you know, we're sitting at 634. So that's not what you'd call horrible, I guess. Hard to explain the drop beforehand, but at least we came back a chunk. Beans, on the other hand, they keep working downhill this week. They're making a new low out of a trade range going all the way back into basically January. So all the problems we had back then are gone. It's just mind-boggling. You know, I mean, you look back and as we came in, we had a big break right off the start of January. And after the crop report in January, beans are sitting up over 1550. And now we're back at 1476. And think how many millions of metric tons were taken away out of South America during that period of time. And the marketplace is saying, we don't care. It doesn't make sense. But what does make sense is, you know, for the last month or so, it looks like they've been buying beans and selling corn, selling the wheat. And now that they're buying the corn, they're selling the beans off. And, you know, wheat just shortly, a couple days ago, made a new low. It was the lowest it's been since July of 2021. And like the corn, it had a reversal on Friday, and it's followed through. So, you know, wheat hit in Chicago, May, 665 and three quarters. And today we're sitting at 710. So I think that's part of what's going on with the beans. They're buying back the wheat, they're buying back the corn. And that, you know, based on how these funds trade, then how they're selling the beans, and the official position is who cares? They're just putting on spreads.
Well, it didn't hurt today that the Dow was under pressure. I haven't looked. How did we, or how are we doing now as we're talking on Friday afternoon?
Well, it's off its lows, but under pressure. We got down to 31,968, rallied back about 150 points off of those lows, got down only about 340 at one point. Now we're back down 418. So right around 1 o'clock, just as the grains start going into the close, you know, we backed off about 75 points, 80 points on the Dow. And that seems to keep the grains in check. And it's interesting. I mean, I know they're not trading the entire stock market just to manipulate the grains, but it's a pattern that's been going on the last couple of weeks. And, you know, we tend to have a sag right about the time the grain shut down, which kind of keeps them a bit muted. Fortunately, the last couple of weeks, we've also seen the stock market rally back a little bit into the end of the, you know, the day, so that, you know, we aren't starting off the week in free fall on Monday. So hopefully we can follow that pattern again and keep things a little more status quo.
So from a technical side, the corn charts, we had that key reversal a week ago and we followed through this week. They look pretty good, but the beans, not so much.
Yeah, the beans are making new lows for the move. It's just bizarre. You know, corn, if you look at one of the key moving averages these funds trade off, it's still sitting up at 651. So there's a bit of resistance here at just above 640. It was our first bounce at the start of the month. And then that'll be the next one. So it really wouldn't be a shocker to see us open up a little firmer next week at some point, have a sell-off, and then a rally. And that would put in a really nice head and shoulders bottom if we can get there. Beans, on the other hand, the one good thing you could say, I guess, is, you know, we took out a huge trade range, like I said, going all the way back into January. And the pattern seems to be, if you can take out the range and then pop back into it, you know, the funds consider that a buy signal. So, if we could get back over the 1480 and close there, which isn't that far away from here, you know, you could actually say we took out that range and closed back in the range. So, doesn't mean we go screaming right back up, but it does mean we're more than likely putting in the bottom. So, right now, we're only, you know, a nickel away from that. And seems unlikely in the next 10 seconds it's going to happen today. But if we could do it on Monday, it sure wouldn't be the worst thing. So, it's set up to where it could be making a major bottom, but we haven't done it yet.
And the livestock this week?
Well, cattle will be interesting because we have a new report out coming up today that, you know, could change things a little bit. But, you know, you look at how we've been trading this week, and the cattle have been kind of, I don't know, in free fall. You know, we finished off last week going straight down and kind of put in a sort of a reversal on Monday and then just collapsed on Tuesday and haven't really looked back. So we closed last Friday, the June cattle. We're at 158.65, and we're going into the close today at 156.40. So kind of a nice little break here. And, you know, so a couple hundred points in a week. And again, this is the lowest we've been since January on the cattle. And I have a couple of cattle guys, and they're baffled. I mean, the Junes are below the Aprils. And, you know, the Aprils are sitting at 162. That's actually kind of sitting a little below cash, which has been kind of stable around the 164 mark. And yet they're kind of just beating this thing up. So, you know, it seems, again, it's more of a futures deal than there's anything behind it. It's just more just keep shoving. And, you know, the futures and cash seem to be widening apart. So we'll see how that goes. But the charts look pretty negative right now. Nothing to say that we've done kind of going to zero from here. Hogs, on the other hand, you know, they started, you know, the week kind of above a key moving average. Had a little rerun last week. And they've been under pressure all week. Been down since Monday, making new lows. And April's just getting pummeled. You know, we were down hard yesterday. And hogs are cheaper than they've been. You have to go back a long way now to find futures this cheap. They pull up a weekly chart. The cash market got down there in January, but you know, the nearby contracts haven't been anywhere close to that. And you know, the next level of support is where the cash market was in January. And you know, so there's still room to maneuver there. And you know, everything's just kind of lined up to where this hog market is saying, you know, same as the cattle, the cash isn't as weak as the futures. But again, this is a week where everybody's reacting to the SVB, the, you know, the Silicon Valley Bank, and Wall Street just decided it was time to get out of everything. The only assets they're buying are gold and silver, have just exploded this week, and those are two big winners. Heating oil, gasoline, all of that stuff has been under pressure again this week. And, you know, it was on the 7th of March, crude is trading over 80, and today it's down to under 67. And, you know, gasoline's dropped about 40 cents during that period of time. But if you look at gold, for instance, gold has done the exact opposite. It's been screaming straight up. On March 8th, gold is sitting at 1830. It's now over $2,000 an ounce. Silver's up a dollar an ounce today, and you know, silver's gone absolutely straight up as well. And the May silver, same difference. We started off 1994. We're now at 2260, actually 2268 now, and just in a matter of less than 2 weeks. And all of that's based on concerns about the economy and what's going to happen. So, you know, that's been what's driving the force of everything here in America. It has nothing to do with supply or demand. It's just Wall Street saying, give me my money back. I want to go home.
Well, the bright side we better wrap it up with this week is China buying, what, well over 80 million bushels of corn in the last 4 days.
Yeah, right about 2 million metric tons of corn, just China alone. And my guess is if China's doing some buying, you know, they're not alone. A lot of other, you know, places might be looking at that saying, corn's a gift here in the U.S. And, you know, looks like there's another story this morning about China buying tanker loads full of crude, actually doing so much to run the shipping costs up big time for everybody else. You know, I think the commercials are seeing value here. And, you know, I know I've had some cattle and hog guys are expressing sort of shock at where the futures are compared to where cash is and what the fundamentals are. And tonight we have a cattle and feed report that is supposed to be considered a little bit friendly and that they're going to show fewer critters. So, you know, again, the futures seem to be out of sync with what's happening in cash. I don't know what's happening up there, but here the price of gasoline has just gone up 20 cents a gallon in the last 2 days. And yet the futures markets, you know, fallen like 25 or 30 cents. It was actually down 40 just a couple of days ago. So I just think right now this is a futures thing. It's the funds saying get me out or get short. And, you know, ultimately it's probably going to set up, unless the cash can break, it's going to set up an awfully good opportunity. The $1 billion question is when.
All right, and I did take note this morning that commodity broker Gordy Kulovets.